You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He spent 40 years teaching geography, sociology, and psychology at South Haven High School. He coached football, wrestling, baseball, and he made it into the Michigan High School Coaches Hall of Fame. But another honor awaits James McLuhan next month, and that's when the former Army combat medic will head to the White House, where President Trump will present him with the Congressional Medal of Honor. James McLuhan is being honored for the courage he showed in rescuing and treating wounded comrades during the Battle of Nguyen Yuan Hill in Vietnam in May of 1969. And James is with us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you. And here we are in the great state of Michigan, right?
Indeed, indeed. Take us back to Vietnam, to Nguyen Yuan Hill in those 3 days in May 69. What do you remember about the fighting, James?
Well, what I remember is that I had a whole lot of people with me that actually got me through this particular battle. This medal is all about love, and it's a love that's deep in my soul, and it's even hard to measure how deep this love is. 89 of us were combat assaulted by helicopter into this area, and as the 2 days progressed and we lost men in the battle and also heat exhaustion, I realized how important those particular people were to me. And I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you on the phone if we hadn't formed a great team and every man did his job with his particular weapon, or in my particular case, to make sure that I medically took care of my men and also went out and brought them back in so I could revive some of them to get back into the fight and put others into a safe place who had been injured so badly and wounded so badly that they couldn't carry on. So you find out how really deep a love is for one another when you're placed in a situation that not many of us ever will be placed in our lifetime.
Indeed. And you are credited with saving the lives of 10 members of Charlie Company, your company. And you were wounded, right? Not once, but twice.
Yeah, I was wounded the first day and was instructed by the company commander to get on the helicopter as I put the wounded on to be evacuated out. It's called a medevac. And I realized that earlier on when the RPG exploded near me that I remember the pain, and I looked down and noticed my own blood on my body, but nothing was going to keep me from staying there. I knew how badly they were going to need me. I saw from a distance the North Vietnamese coming down off of Nguyen Hill, and they were probably not quite a half mile away from us at that particular point, and there was a lot of them. And we were down to two medics at that time. And so I would rather be dead than to have gotten on that helicopter and found out later on that someone else got killed because their medic wasn't there for them. That was my job. And I intended to carry it out to my death if that's what I had to do.
Did you, once you got home and got back in that classroom at South Haven High School, did you ever share your war experiences or your thoughts about war with your students?
I did not share in depth. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are saying, wow, we never knew. There are certain things about that experience that you don't want to even experience in your mind again. And especially as a combat medic, because I got close to those that were very, very badly wounded, and I don't even describe that to my wife. I did talk about the experience and how I grew from that experience, and I also connected it to how grateful they should be to those who have, are, and will fight for their freedom. So I used it more as a building of character for them and an appreciation for what many, many men and women have done and are doing to preserve this wonderful nation that we live in and the extreme freedom that we have to do many, many, many things that in other countries it doesn't happen.
You know, here you are going to the White House next month, and it'll be the first time President Trump gives someone a Medal of Honor.
Yes, it will.
And if you could, I'm looking at a picture right now of this smiling 23-year-old medic, this young man. If you could talk to that kid who was in the middle of that desperate fighting in May of 69, if you could talk to him right now, what would you say to him?
Keep on doing what you're doing here, because your job is to save these men. So do it to the best of your ability, just like your father told you, and never do anything halfway. That's what he told me, and it was ingrained in me. If I did something as a chore around the house and he didn't think it was done well enough, then I would have to correct whatever it is that I forgot to do. But he did it in a loving way, and he did it in such a way that I am very grateful for having had the father that I had, that not only loved me, but loved me enough to make sure that I understood what my responsibilities were and to carry them out.
James McLuhan, the retired South Haven High School teacher, will receive the Congressional Medal of Honor next month at the White House. He will become the 68th living soldier to win the nation's highest military honor for his actions and his courage in Vietnam. James, congratulations, and even more importantly, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you.